Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. What is the date today? It is Thursday, December 11th, 2014, and it's a nice chilly day here in Florida, 69 degrees. I know it's much colder every place else, but it's winter time. It's coming to be the holidays, and I'm actually going to take a vacation for 3 weeks, but there are many, many, many shows that you can listen to. It's in the archives. Just go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and see what you might be interested in. And I'm hoping that you'll listen to lots of archives while I'm taking a little vacation. But I'll be back with live shows in January. In fact, I already have many guests booked for the month of January, and we'll just continue after the holiday. My guest today is Pia Zadora, actress, singer. She's had a long career as she's been a Golden Globe winner, a Grammy nominee, an accomplished singer, film star, Broadway baby. She was a child star. She has been in Broadway shows, but she's also a mom, and she's very interested in toxics. And I've known Pia for many years. I was trying to figure out when I met her. I think it was in the year 2000. When she called me and asked me to come down to her home in Beverly Hills and check it out for toxic exposures. So we're going to let Pia talk about how she lives toxic free. Hi, Pia.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It was the year, I think you're right, it was the year 2000, because my youngest son had just been born. He's 17 now, so he was about 2 or 3 at the time when I started detecting toxins in my environment for some crazy reason. Maybe hormonally, I was like, uh-oh, something's going on here. But I think, you know, the interesting thing is, as time goes on, it seems more evident or more prevalent. Like when I started using paint for Jordan when he was born, painting the nursery and doing all that stuff and redoing the bathrooms and then trying to keep everything clean with the wrong solutions like Lysol and all that other stuff. It'll kill you before it kills the germs.
Oh, yeah.
And I started smelling and sensing and detecting, thinking, wow, this is just not right. And that's when I called you because, you know, I'd seen some of your stuff and I said, wow, this is probably a big issue and I need, you know, my guru, because you were my guru at that time.
Thank you.
You still are. I mean, I'm in constant touch with you, you know, to explore every new direction I go in terms of solutions and paints and pools with no chlorine and all that kind of stuff.
So. That's right. I actually get a lot of emails from Pia.
Yeah.
Over the years, over all these years, I continue to get emails from Pia. When she wants to do something new, she contacts me and finds out how to do something non-toxic.
Yeah, and it's very important. And the good thing is that people are much more aware of it. I mean, when I used to, for instance, I had a house in Malibu. I think it was about the time that you were with me, and it was brand new. And it just reeked of all these toxins in the plaster and all the, you know, the bad stuff, the you know, the coverings. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God, when I walk into this house, I feel like I'm going to faint or something. It was overwhelming. And so we checked it out, and I was told to bake it.
House. That's exactly right.
I know, but people thought I was nuts. They're like, no, we can't go to Malibu this weekend because I'm baking the house. And they're like, really? Well, and then I had my meter, my electromagnetic meter, when I would go to buy cars. And I'd come in with the meter, and I'd say, I have to sit in this seat, turn the car on. Let me look at the meter, how high it registers. And people really thought I was nuts at the time. But now people are accepting, you know, and understanding in a much different, more progressive way, because I think that a lot of people are getting sick and they're realizing that they're getting sick because of the stuff in their environment.
Yes, that definitely is happening, that I really see, like, in the last few years that major television shows are talking about this. And whereas when I started back in 1982, I self-published my first book, and then in 1984, my first book was published. And at that time, they didn't know where to put it on the shelf in the bookstores, and nobody had ever heard about any of these things before. But now there's all these organizations that are working on toxics. There's legislation. There's all these businesses. I have more than 500 websites on Deborah's List at deborahslist.com that are selling toxic-free products. And it's just all changed from where it was. Even it's changed since the year 2000 when you and I first met. It's there's so much more awareness now than there ever was before. And I think that's great.
It's a relief.
It is a relief. It is a relief. So why is this important to you? Why is it important to you to live toxic free?
I think it's important because it's healthy and it keeps you feeling positive and upbeat, and the whole vibe of it, you just feel the difference. Like when you start eating organic and you stop using, you know, VOC paint, and you use all, you know, all natural vitamins and all this, you just feel the difference. And it's important on many levels. It's important spiritually, it's important physically, and you know that you're doing the best for yourself and for your kids. You said I'm a mother, so it's really important for me to be there as long as I can and to be as healthy as I can. And my daughter, which is amazing, she's 27, 28 now, she is almost more aware. She sends me new stuff all the time. Oh, Mom, try this, and put butter in your coffee in the morning, and have to be pasteurized butter, and go on this website and get all this. She is amazing. She cooks organic food for her little Pomeranians with vegetables in it and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And I'm very proud of her that she's so aware. She's completely gluten-free and all that. So I think, you know, I brought that awareness to her, and she's kind of run with it. She's the next generation, which is great because that means her kids will be healthier and she will take better care of them in so many ways. And then there's meditation and all that other stuff that, you know, that we do now to keep ourselves the way we want, to keep ourselves peaceful, tranquil, healthy, happy, more positive, all those things that we do.
Well, are there specific chemicals that you're concerned about more than others?
Well, I'm concerned, obviously, with the thing that's hardest for me is because I'm performing now is makeup. And it's really hard to find a makeup that will be, you know, you'll go on the set or you'll go on stage and will look right and is not going to bleed, if you know what I mean. And there's so many preservatives and parabens and F10 reds and B10-12 blues, all that crap that you know is not good for you. And, you know, I'm concerned about those because, and I'm also concerned about eating out because I do, my lifestyle is eating out, and, you know, a lot, especially since I've had my accident. I can't really get around and cook that much. And I enjoy going out and relaxing. And it's hard to know that obviously you know that not everything is healthy and organic, that you're eating in a restaurant and you don't know what they're cleaning the dishes with. And, you know, you don't know all the other stuff that you're ingesting and the pesticides that they're using in their kitchen. And it's kind of scary, but I guess you just have to, you know, protect your own environment and not be overly, you know, conscious, because then you'll be a recluse. You'll become a hermit.
Well, you know, I've found over the years that you know, if I can do it more than 50%, like I think I probably am more conscious and take more actions than most people. But it really is, if you can do something more than 50%, then you actually can make some progress. So we need to go to break, but we'll be right back and talk more with Pia Zadora about living toxic free. Okay, this is Deborah Lindhout. I think you can hear me now. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. Sorry, had a little microphone thing go on there. So you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and my guest today is Pia Zadora, accomplished singer, actress. She's been in the entertainment business since she was a child. She was on Broadway, now she's still an entertainer, but also a mom, and she's been living toxic free, as I said, as we both said, since the year 2000. And so she has a lot of experience with the subject that we cover on this radio show. So, Pia, before the break, you were talking about eating out. And do you find, one of the things that I find is that there's certain restaurants that you just can't find out any information. But if you go to better restaurants, then a lot of restaurants are now serving organic ingredients, and at least they'll tell you what's in it, and that they have some knowledge about the ingredients. Other restaurants, they're just taking some frozen thing that was prepared at some other place and putting it in a microwave, and it's not fresh food at all. But what do you find when you go to a restaurant? Do you find that it's easy or difficult to get organic and to find things out?
Well, there are just a few restaurants that I go to because I know that they will disclose, and I know that their standards are higher than your average restaurant. And, you know, they'll have wild fish. They'll tell you what's wild, what isn't. They'll have some organic vegetables or salads or greens. And they'll have free range, if not organic, but usually like a Neiman's Ranch steak or something like that. And, you know, you just have to trust and know that the place that you're going to go to is going to be, you know, honest, and then you're okay, you know. But for people that go, like if I'm traveling, driving from Vegas to L.A. or something and get hungry and you have to go into some one of those chain restaurants.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You can just taste the difference and the sugar that they put in all the dressings and the everything. It's just mind-boggling. And just if you're hungry, you're hungry. Either take something in the car or, you know, have something that you know is not okay.
I know that really is. I've done a fair amount of driving myself, especially on highways like that. And it's just the food is so few and far between. I remember when I was moving from California to Florida, there was my husband and I, we would decide that we would stop along the way and have breakfast when we left in the morning. We didn't eat at the hotel or someplace, just so that we'd have like a goal for let's have a rest and have breakfast. And when we got to Florida, we stayed in Okeechobee, or I can't ever remember how to say that. And then we had to drive down to the Tampa area where I live in Clearwater. And we drove and drove and drove and drove through the Florida jungle and drove and drove and drove. And the only food that there was for miles and miles was boiled peanuts. And I was never so happy in my life to see a Denny's.
Oh, and, I know.
You know, but I really, like, I don't want this to sound like I eat at Denny's all the time, because I don't. But, you know, if you are in a situation like that and that's all the food there is, that really, really your choice is, are you going to eat it or are you just not going to eat?
Exactly.
And so I know that for myself, as much as I love to enjoy some small locally owned restaurant, they're not always there.
Right.
And so I know for myself, if I go on a trip, I've always got snacks in the car so that I can choose if I'm going to eat at Denny's or not, that I have a choice.
Right.
And that's, I think, an important thing to do, because it really, it's like I used to eat in places like that. And now it's just like, I don't even want to eat those things. You know, I'll tell you that, one thing that I wrote about on my food blog recently was that I started being able to get just pork belly instead of, which is what bacon is made out of, you know. Mm-hmm. And I love bacon. I think everybody loves bacon. And even a lot of diets like the paleo diet, they recommend eating bacon. And, mm-hmm. you know, low-carb diets, everybody's eating bacon. But the thing about bacon is that in addition to the fact that virtually all bacon has sugar on it, of one sort or another. It's also smoked. And so all those chemicals, those combustion byproduct chemicals from the smoke actually get into the meat. And so that's a reason that I stopped eating bacon a long time ago because of that. But recently now I've been getting pork bellies and they don't have any of that stuff on it. It's just the meat. It's just the meat and it's really good quality pork too. And it tastes so delicious. And then the other day there was some bacon and I thought, well, you know, I'll just eat this little bite of bacon. And it actually didn't taste good to me anymore because I'm so accustomed to not eating smoke and sugar and all those things and to just have the real meat. It was a really interesting experience.
Yeah, but to get back to the Denny's thing and traveling on the road, it's like the scary part is that 90% of America just eats that stuff and thinks it's okay.
Yeah. You know what?
On a regular basis.
We're on the next break already. That went quick. Okay, so were you listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio? I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pia Zadora, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pia Zadora, Golden Globe winner, Grammy nominee, film star, singer. She's been around a long time since she was a child. She was a child star and has been around as long as I can remember. So, Pia, did you find that your children being raised in a toxic-free way, did you find that they had less health problems than other children?
Yes. My first two were not really raised in a toxic-free world. But because I wasn't aware of it, and you know, I first became aware 15 years ago when you and I hooked up. And but I still think that, you know, each year increases, everything becomes, it worsens in terms of chemicals and additives and foods and paints and everything. So I think, you know, that it's more important to do it now than ever. But I do think that my baby is better because of he's clearer, he's calmer, his skin is better. And I really think it's, but you know, they go out once they turn teenagers and, you know, you can't stop them from having soda or eating Doritos with the other kids when they go out. But I think the important part is the time is when they're young. And they're eating when they're babies, when they're 3, 4, 5 years old, and there's more neuroplasticity, and they're more vulnerable. And I think at that time, if you feed them organically and you surround them with healthy things and toys, I mean, all the stuff and toys when he was a baby, there was all kinds of Lego stuff going on, and people were being that plastic and Legos from China. And it's horrible when you really think that kids, small kids, innocent, vulnerable kids are being poisoned by their toys, you know?
I just think that that's unbelievable, you know, that we should be able to live in a pure world where the environment isn't attacking us all the time. And fortunately, we can create our own homes to be that way. But still, when we go out in the world, we're still being exposed to those toxic chemicals in places like, you know, pesticides on public lawns and, you know, kids go to school. Even schools now, there's some movement towards removing toxic chemicals from schools, but most schools still are toxic. And children go into toxic schools and they're fed non-organic lunches. And there's been so much progress over the last 30 years since I've been doing this, but there's still so much more to be done. Still so much more.
There's not enough progress.
Yeah, it needs to go faster and there needs to be more. And I think about this every day. How can I get more information out faster and change more lives? Because we really now need to be considering about everybody in the world and be looking at the regulations and why isn't everybody aware of this, and why isn't everybody making the choices that you and I are making? Because it just is common sense, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's just the awareness is just not enough right now. it better, but it's not done.
I agree. Well, we're contributing to that today. We're bringing more awareness to more people, and we'll just keep pushing it forward because we need to have a toxic-free world for everyone. So, do you have any? What was the most difficult thing you found in order to change?
Well, the thing that the more you get into it, the more you look through a microscope, you realize that at first you think it's just the food, it's just the cleaning solutions. Then you realize, it's the varnishes, it's the, it's the furniture. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm just decorating a new house. Oh no, you can't use any of that. It's at first it's like scary. And then I got all organic furniture. And at that time, there weren't that many choices in terms of colors. So I had to use the all natural fabrics. Now there are more, choices and
yes.
prints and all that good stuff coming, that you can find through certain websites. But who would have thought that your furniture is poisoning you? Or your rugs? I mean, you think, okay, maybe the carpet cleaner, but you don't think that. That was really hard for me in the beginning. It's like,
yeah.
Okay.
Especially at that time. I remember in 2000 when we were working on your house, I remember working with your interior decorator to get your furniture to be non-toxic. And
yes, Michael Smith. And he decorated the White House.
Really?
After that. And, he's an amazing decorator, does wonderful stuff, but didn't understand what we were talking about, thought I was off the wall.
Yeah, but we did end up with some pretty nice pieces for you, it was very limiting what we had to choose from at the time. Whereas now today, there's many more places to get furniture. But still, but I would say that one of the things that is so different now is that we have more awareness than we've ever had before in terms of. I can produce more studies about what's toxic than I could years ago. Like when I first started, there were no studies that said that carpet was toxic. I could just smell it and I knew that people were getting sick. But now there's all these, they've measured it and studied the chemicals in it, and you can get studies that show all the list of chemicals in carpets. There's, people, it's in the Chicago Tribune about fire retardants in sofas. And there's all these people with fire retardant sofas that now understand that they're being exposed to fire retardants every time they sit on their sofa. But that there's
and how about also, fire retardant in babies' pajamas?
I know. I mean, that's just ridiculous. That's just, I'm sorry. It's just not a good thing. Fire retardants, babies, there's all this attention on fire retardants so that there's not a fire, but babies are not smoking cigarettes. Maybe they have to be protected from their parents or visitors who are smoking cigarettes and might drop ashes on their beds, but it's so toxic and babies are so vulnerable. It just boggles my mind that the people who are making these decisions don't understand this and that we as consumers need to be watching out for it. Mm-hmm. So we need to go to break again, and we'll listen to more of Pia's singing, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Pia Zadora, and we're talking about her toxic free life. Pia, I know that one of the things that I've noticed about living in a toxic-free way is that the products themselves are so much more enjoyable to use. Like, one of the first things I noticed was that it was so much more comfortable to wear cotton than polyester. And there was one Christmas when I ate an organic orange for the first time. And I was stunned that it didn't taste like what I thought an orange tasted like fungicide. And that it actually tasted like an orange. And I gave everybody oranges for Christmas because I was so excited that I wanted them to taste a real orange. So my question is, what are some of your favorite products that are toxic free?
Well, I'm very much into aromatherapy. So I love, home sprays with lavender, and I love creams, body lotions with essential oils, and they just feel so good, and it's such a difference. Like when I was traveling and I ran out of my cream and I had to use something that was in the hotel. I mean, it was just, it smelled awful and it felt awful and I just couldn't use it. You get used to this stuff and it like becomes a part of you and you feel so pure and, like you said, happy. Your body feels happy. You really, really, it sounds silly, but it's true.
Well, I think our bodies feel happy when we use something like aromatherapy, and these are real, honest to goodness, natural essential oils from plants. And the difference is because the natural plant essences are actually alive and healing to and compatible with our bodies, whereas those other fragrances that aren't are made from petrochemicals and they're just artificial and there's nothing there that actually heals your body. And so many times when we're not using these natural products and instead using the synthetic ones, our bodies aren't being nourished. And so it's like taking a drug for symptoms, a prescription drug for symptoms might alleviate your symptom. Taking something like a natural homeopathic remedy will actually heal your body. And so when we're using these products, there's actual healing nature to them.
Right, right. And you don't feel invaded. I mean, with toxic stuff, you just feel like there's an invasive element going on.
Yes.
It doesn't feel, smell, taste right, you know?
That's exactly right. And yeah, there is like a rightness to it. I feel that too. So what other natural products do you like?
I like everything. I mean, the interesting things, we had a leak in the house and I have these sustainable, beautiful wooden floors put in, all natural and all that. And just clean them with a little vinegar and a little warm water. And, it just, really, I love like baking soda, and I love to clean my vegetables, wash my vegetables with vinegar, and you can just see all the grime and the dirt coming up from them. It's like the really natural things are fun. Tea tree oil, it's just as a cleanser, and I'm a little bit of a germaphobe, so I carry my wipes and my tea tree and everything, and I actually, because I live in Vegas and I work in Vegas, and I'm always opening a door, doing gas and all that. And that's a great way to, just carry germs and get sick and get colds and all kinds of stuff. So I actually have those little plastic food handling gloves, keep in my purse. I dispose of them when I open a door or something. Mm. I'll use them because a gazillion people in every hotel I go to opens those doors. And, they have colds or sneeze or whatever. So, and I use my tea tree wipes. Every, when I sit down to eat and after eating or touching something or on a plane, when I'm wiping the armrest or the tray table with the tea tree wipes. So, that's a fun thing for me too.
That's a really good idea. A lot of people use, I forgot what they're called. Those products that, that you wipe your hands on to kill the germs. There's a word for this. I'm just not thinking of it. But anyway, those are
Purell
stuff like that. Yeah. And those are alcohol based, and that alcohol is just made from crude oil. There's nothing natural about it. It's just alcohol based. And so to use something like tea tree oil actually has natural antibacterial properties to it. So you're using exactly the right thing. And I think that for somebody like you, who's out there in public spaces all the time, that's a really wise thing to do to protect yourself from germs. Somebody like me who's in my house all the time, this is probably not as necessary, but I think
you're
doing exactly the right thing. You're doing exactly the right thing, yeah.
And I'm shaking hands with people and, all the time, and you just have to keep yourself clean.
Yes, yes, good idea, good idea. Mm-hmm. So, let's see, things like clothing. Do you wear natural fiber clothing?
I have all my pajamas made from organic cotton, and I buy them from different websites like Koyuchi, or I have them made from stuff that I order from Janice's and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And but, my everyday stuff, I can't because I just need it to be, the sweats I do organic and natural, but my show clothing and all that other stuff. I can't, but I do send them to organic cleaners, to non-toxic cleaners. I use non-toxic cleaning solutions for them and all that. And I always wash or clean them before, after I buy them, to get that initial, you know, chemical stuff. You can just smell it off of them, you know?
Yes. Yes.
But it's important to use non-toxic cleaners. My God. I mean,
so how do you clean your house? What kind of cleaners do you use to clean your house?
Well, I use Planet Solution from Whole Foods for different things. And I use natural organic vodka. And I use vinegar, as I told you.
Yeah.
And, you know, the organic Dr. Brent Brummer's soaps and all that stuff. And just all natural products. And you can smell them. Some of the natural products aren't that natural. You smell them right away, and it's like, this is not the best. So you switch to the next, you know, pretty much at Whole Foods and those places, you know, because that's really the only resource that we have for that kind of stuff. And I'm not as evolved as you, which is why I call you and email you and ask you about all the different products and things. And, like, about the, what was it, about the glass that they said that there was, what was it in the glass?
Oh, lead in the glass?
Lead in the glass. I mean, at the craziest places, nerd. Well, these glasses have lead, but crystal glasses actually have some lead. And how do you get lead-free glass? It's like, oh, God, I got to call Deborah, or have to email Deborah.
Well, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. But I think you're doing a pretty good job. I mean, from what I know, from the questions that you're asking, that you're looking to see what you know at every turn, that you're wanting to make sure that if there's a toxic exposure, that you're aware of it, and that as you become aware of them, you try to find out the answer and try to do the best you can. And I think that's a really good thing to do. That over time. You know, that all these different things come up and we all just make changes and we become less and less toxic.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for being on, Pia. It was a pleasure, and we're at the end of the show. And so I wish you very well in continuing to have a toxic-free home. And I know you have a question to me about swimming pools that I need to answer, and I will do that, and I'll also put it on my website so everybody can see what the answer is. It's swimming pools is kind of... there's a lot of new things out, and I want to take time to explain what the differences are, because I went through all that with my pool as well. So thank you so much, and have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you, Deborah. You too. It was fun, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and I'm Deborah Lindad, and I'm going to be taking a break for the next 3 weeks, and I'll be back on Tuesday, January 6th. And so during the interim, please go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and listen to as many of the past archive shows as you'd like. There's so many interesting shows. And I'm also now working on transcribing all the shows, which is really important to me because there's so much information in these shows. And I know that it's a lot easier to just scan through a transcript and find that nugget that you're looking for. And especially if you're listening to something and you hear something that you're really interested in, then you can go to the transcript and look. And I'm trying to get all the links to different websites that we've mentioned in the transcripts, so they're really ending up being a valuable resource on into the future. There's so much to learn. And what I'm working on is getting as many knowledgeable experts on as I can and people who are making toxic-free products. And we'll just continue on in 2015 after the holiday. Thank you so much for listening. Again, you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and listen to the archives during the holiday. And we'll be back in 2015. I'm Deborah Lindad. This is Toxic Free Radio. Be well.